Well, congratulations to Te Rau Ora. I'm not sure if congratulations is the right word, but there is funding for our whānau. If they are working in the suicide prevention area, you're able to assist with programs, interventions, innovations that will assist our whānau when they are, you know, in this area. It's a complex area, but it is one that we've got to tackle. So funding available.
Yeah, kia ora, Claudette, and kia koutou. It's our second year. Whānau will recall, no doubt, there's been lots of conversations in regards to the 2019 wellbeing budget, in particular the mental health investment. And there was a contribution in that budget in regards to a boost for suicide prevention. So our ability as Te Rau Ora recognises our ability to lead out a kaupapa that certainly recognises that we are, as a whānau hapu iwi, most vulnerable to this wero around suicide and suicide risk. But actually, by the Ministry of Health providing us the ability as the organisation to lead this out, it provides us an ability to be able to disperse the pūtea directly to our communities, which is, great in terms of just kind of getting rid of those bureaucratic sort of processes, which can make it really difficult for Māori to meaningfully participate or to even be part of kind of solutions. The other thing too is that, we've been doing this mahi for a long time, and there's still much more mahi to do. But what we learned, particularly from the last year, when we had the opportunity again to distribute $1.6 million across 74 groups across Aotearoa, is that we're at a different stage now to where we were back in 2014, when we as an organisation had the first opportunity to distribute a similar fund. We see that our communities, we know that they're incredibly resilient. We know that they're full of solutions and innovation. But this is the way in which these funds have been distributed is actually recognising that there are ways in which we need to be doing things differently to build our whānau hapu iwi. We've seen that it improves our responses in Māori communities, and that it provides them with the flexibility to design and to deliver and to test out some strategies and programs that they have identified as whānau hapu iwi and grassroots communities and Māori organisations of what's going to work. So to me, when I think about the pūtea and the fund, we see the opportunity to just kind of lift, to enhance our Māori leadership that we believe is across all of our communities. It gives us the opportunity with some flexibility and support from our organisation to design and implement kaupapa that are going to either prevent, address or respond to the issues associated with suicide. And so we've seen just these fantastic things. We just opened the fund yesterday, and we've had 10,000 people over our Facebook, and the korero is really beautiful. You see everybody's just kind of doing the whakawhanaunga thing. Hey, this whanaunga, we should do this, we should do that. We've already had 10 applications over our online thing. So people are really vibed up to want to do something differently and to actually have the ability to contribute to building their own capacity and capability and wellbeing themselves. So it's really quite an opportunity as an organisation to be part of this.
I'm going to ask about money as well too, obviously, because 1.6, that's what I heard you say in the last, in the first tranche across, what was it, 70-something providers? Yeah, itsy te pūtea, but it was what it was. Do we have an increase now, and are we expected to receive more innovative programs from our whānau?
Well, what we can say, first of all, the pūtea is what it is, and let's face it, a larger scale funding opportunities needs to be more so than what we have. And we've just recently heard, haven't we, from the National Hauora Coalition and the Waitangi Tribunal claimants making a clear statement about the underfunding across our Māori organisations of billions of dollars. So similarly, when we think about the pūtea that needs to go into our communities to really raise up and address these heavy issues, a lot more money is needed. What I can say to you is that we have been fortunate to be able to secure a four-year contract. So this $1.6 million will be annual per year for the next couple of 3 years. The what we will be doing is what we tended to do with this fund is actually make sure that it's going straight into whānau and into homes. We appreciate the public health and the health promotion campaigns, which really raise the kōrero around our well-being and those types of things. And there's lots of those kind of campaigns and kaupapa and programs. And they work to a point, but for us, we need to be making sure that the initiatives and the support get into the whānau homes, that actually get into community. So although there's an element there where whānau are self-determining what they're doing, we're also alongside of them to help support them and to make sure that things are actually on the ground in those places. So it does mean that for some, this will be an ongoing, continual kind of approach. For some whānau, we've seen that the smaller grants, like the $10,000 grants, for example, which are just for whānau to come together, to pull them together, that they can hui, they can gather, they can whakawhanaunga, they can do lots of different things. It's actually provided a boost and their ability to kind of address, you know, themselves as a whānau. Sometimes it's an opportunity for all of them to travel to their marae, to hui, to understand more about their whakapapa and those sorts of really important things in terms of wellbeing. Some of the more established groups might come together, such as at Hapu and Iwi, and they can access between 25 to 50K. And some of those are a little bit more considered, and they might think about a series of wānanga. They might work with particular rangatahi. They might embed what they're doing in terms of supporting their whānau and blending it in with other sorts of messages, and then up to 100K for Māori organisations. So hauora, social services, iwi, runanga, whenua, Māori organisations that want to kind of specifically do things across their rohe, their region, and sometimes nationally. So what we do see is that, given this is now a second run of this cohort for this campaign for us, we are really wanting to kind of have a look at, okay, we do know that there are Māori communities and people within communities that are having to do the mahi on the ground all the time around this kaupapa. So we want to do things a little bit differently. We will be looking to support whānau particularly if they need ongoing funding, rather than having to reapply every year and that type of thing. So we're going to be, typically flexible with our whānau to support them in what they need to have for the application process, because we also understand that that can be really challenging if you're not used to, doing that formal process. So we've got kaimahi as part of our organisation that people can make contact to that will help through the process, in addition to going through the process and then once awarded also being available to support them as well. So there's a lot of different things that we've understood that needs to have happen, in terms of ensuring that the pūtea goes into whānau and whānau can feel that they're well supported with their initiatives and what they're going to gain as a result of it.
Because the strength is there on the ground already at the Flaxroots with whānau. I mean, I hear you talking about whānau as opposed to iwi or hapu base. I mean, those that there is nothing the matter with. They are running those kinds of initiatives, but actually the smaller, what I'm feeling is that the smaller the group, the more intimate and the more ability they have to just drill down in amongst themselves and really look at what is affecting them and what is best for them. But especially, what is especially of interest to me in hearing is that the bureaucracy, the unbundling of the bureaucratic red tape is going to be taken care of by Te Rau Ora. Fabulous. I mean, that is what's required, isn't it? So that our whānau can get on and be empowered to take care of themselves and let the red tape and the bureaucratic bumbling be taken care of by somebody else that can do it and will do it and is very happy to do it.
Yeah, look, yeah, definitely. And that's what our role is to make it easy for whānau to be able to get access to the pūtea. And as I said, we've been really inspired by the many of the whānau that have come through and all have achieved their initiatives that they put to plan at the beginning of the application process in the 2020 campaign. Their amazing responses at varying levels, both individual as a collective. And we've just recently as well been pulling together all of our 74 initiatives to celebrate them across the region. So we're doing that at the moment to continue to support them after their programs or their initiatives or their kaupapa is finished, and to also kind of build within these regions a bit of a, you know, connectedness with each other. We've got some regions particularly that are working on different things as whānau and communities that we're just trying to sort of support to look at what else we can do. We've got other programs within the organisation as well that will continue to support them if they desire that, and other sort of pathways and things like that, just to really help whānau to stay on their journey and to support them in any way possible.
In terms of bureaucracy, they always, it doesn't matter which government it is, bureaucracy is bureaucracy, and they will require some kind of outcome and measurements and milestones. How can Te Rau Ora identify success? What is success to whānau Māori and to Te Rau Ora? And is that in line with the bureaucracy, or is bureaucracy in line with how we measure success of outcomes? And, you know, are they insisting on some kind of, you know, bureaucratic kind of numbers kind of thing?
Anything's got to have sort of outcome measures and things like that. We're accustomed to, we're more aligned with working with whānau about what their outcomes are that are important to them, and then being able to note what that they are, and then gathering them into some sort of format and then re-articulating it, if you like to call it that, to the funders, so they have an understanding and the translation of what's happening on the ground.